Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Your mind?
Do you have all your things near you, or are some of them gone?
If some of them are gone, this episode is for you. And I think, I'm just going to go on a limb and say everyone in the world has lost something at some point.
Yes. Correct.
Thank you. Sure, we're not really talking about deep, like, you know, losing a person. We're talking, yourself. That will be for other episodes.
In one of the research articles I was reading, it did say at the bottom, it was like, more help on losing yourself? And then it was like, perhaps try this video of a man from Florida making some candy flowers. And let me tell you, it did help.
It did help.
I've watched that for 20 minutes.
We've read the same article. I didn't click on it. And that says a lot.
I did, and I enjoyed it.
And
now I've signed up to his course. Stevie, I'm leaving you to make candy flowers.
You know what? I fully support that as a decision. So I'm going to be talking about how I'm losing Tessa and my livelihood.
Yes, we're talking about the small stuff.
Losing that small stuff. Because I'm definitely better now. But when I still lose things all the time. When I became the age that you had stuff, even like a pee kit at school, even that level, or your house key, your trainers, your gym kit, that stuff. The moment I was of age where I could lose things because I owned things, I lost all of it all the time. And then up until, I'd say, maybe like mid to late 20s, it was the first year I didn't lose a phone, was like 2 years ago. In 2012, I lost 6 phones. My sister lost, I think this is right, Gina, I'm sorry if this is wrong. I think she lost 12 debit cards last year. The most frustrating thing in the whole world, I once threw a debit card into the Thames. That wasn't losing it, I just lost control of my hand and it fell into the Thames.
She took it out with too much vigour and it was gone.
And it was gone.
I, touch wood, have not
ever lost anything?
No, never. Well, sometimes, sidebar, I like to think about a woman called Siobhan. I've made her up.
Okay.
Who's never had a diary clash. All the time. I'm like, logically, is it impossible that she exists or does she exist? And she has like an active life.
Has to be impossible because it relies so much on other people.
Yeah. She's never ever gone, oh my goodness, I can't, which one am I going to choose? And similarly to thinking about Siobhan, is a similar cast of women, one of whom
has never lost anything.
She's not called Janet. I haven't got a name for this woman, but she's never lost anything, and I don't think she exists either.
She can't. You have to misplace something, because I remember someone put it in a very good way to me. I left my purse in a bus a year and a half ago, and it's that horrible feeling where like the bus is going, and you realise that your purse is on it, and there's no way you can make it. And I got so upset with myself, and this person was like, yes, but think about all the days that you haven't lost your purse. Like, this is just the one day that you have.
Yes.
If you don't have a system, which is what we're going to talk about later, I'm certainly going to bring this up because it's helped me. if you don't have a system and you're literally just relying on, right, now gather, it feels like sometimes in the morning, like you're like gathering up school children to take out to a school trip. Like, and it's right, like, where's my purse? It's in my shoe. And this one's in my hat. And then there's another drawer.
And
you're
sort of like, anyone who can, get on the bus. If you can't, forget it. Like,
yeah, we're like, going without you.
We're going without you. And it's sort of like, when you are on the bus, counting up who you managed to get out the door.
Yes.
And
is it like, Simon?
Is it, have we got Simon's debit card? No, not today.
No.
Not to worry. How will we deal with that? And it's just every day is a...
Every day is a struggle because every day, if you don't have a system, you are... It's actually more impressive because you are trying...
No, it's not.
No, it is more impressive that you manage not to lose stuff if you don't have a system. You should lose things every day if you don't have a system. Like, my sister has, and I did for a long time, she sort of have, like, your debit card just, like, flying free in your flat. The idea that you're able to get up and in no time at all remember that today your debit card is on that shelf. Yesterday it was on that shelf. The other day it was on your bedside table. The fact that you can remember, that's actually, you're not doing badly. It's just your system is working against you.
Yes.
And I think that's like, it's
and
actually...
And even if you're like, it's the system works, I remember every day. And you're like, sure, no. But it would be better if you didn't have to.
And it will break down.
I have a theory about... More theories from me.
Yes, please.
The queen bee in a hive...
Always loses a debit card.
Constantly. They're constantly having to find it for her. A queen bee is no different than any of the other bees.
Okay.
She's not genetically any different.
Hmm.
She just... At the time when they decide the old queen is dying, some of the new ones... five or six are put in... we both read that book about the bees.
Yes.
But I believe what happens is... five or six eggs, then the first one out just eats the others. she becomes the queen.
Right, okay.
But she is, I thought, because they're so much bigger and breeding, that they were genetically different. But they're not at all. They are just the same bee, but that's what a bee can become if it doesn't have to think about anything, if it doesn't have to feed itself, if it is like constantly cared for.
Becomes
a big fat bee. And so it's like, if part of your brain doesn't have to always be thinking, where's my debit card? What else can that part of your brain
You'll
be
doing? A big fat bee.
You could be a big fat bee.
That's nice, yeah.
It's how I felt when I was like living out of my backpack and like every day was like, where will I sleep tonight? Like, and then when I first like had a place for a bit, I remember the first night I was like, oh my God, I'm here for 2 weeks. I remember like, whoa, like now what can my brain think about that isn't every day like, where will I sleep?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's an extreme version.
It certainly is. But I think if you're constantly worrying about all your things, when you stop doing that, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you have to sort of like look after yourself because if you don't have a system, you are basically just self-sabotaging every single day. With not being able to sleep, that's not your fault.
Mm.
But it's certainly like, if you have a system, what can you if it becomes automatic, what creative avenues will your brain open
exactly.
up?
Like, what can you do here?
Even if it just means that you can spend more time in the morning, like just making yourself look presentable,
exactly.
rather than throwing yourself out of a window at a bus
every day, screaming, "Where's Simon?"
Oh God!
My very first thing I ever lost was I think I was maybe 4 or 5, and I was given a velvet hat.
Mm.
Very of the time,
I believe that.
Very 1996, and. We went for Christmas and then we went to the theatre or the cinema. I have no recollection of what we saw. Vivid recollection that we left and someone said, where is your hat? And I'd been given this like precious thing and I didn't have it. And it was the first time I'd ever been like left in charge of my own belongings and I'd left it. We went back in the cinema and it wasn't there. And the idea that like it was gone, but there wasn't any... I just was so sort of... Well, I was just being shouted out, but also... I was so traumatised the idea that like I could go into my memory and I couldn't find it.
Yes, like, it's like your brain has tricked you.
Your brain had tricked you. It's like, but where, I don't understand where that's gone.
Yes.
Like, where is that? It was in my hands and now it's not in my hands. And then when I was a teenager, I lost my PE kit constantly.
Me too.
I lost the left, then the right of my school shoes.
Oh, God.
And I found the left, immediately lost the right. Extraordinary. First time I was given a Nokia 3210, lost that. And like they were deeply stressful things because you've been not only like you've been given something and like entrusted to look after and you didn't have the money possibly to replace it.
Mm.
You only had 50p in your account in a jar that you kept by your bed.
Like, which you called your account jar.
Your account jar. Like, of course you couldn't replace anything. And so it was all so stressful. But that memory thing was, for me the worst part.
Yeah, I think it's because you're learning that when you're an adult and you have things, it's your first lesson that, oh, it requires some work from you.
Mm.
Whereas you're like, well, hang on, you immediately think that you're rubbish and you're it's like, well, everyone else has got all their stuff.
Why don't I have my stuff?
Which basically continued for, I would say, 12 years of my life until I just let it go, guys.
Welcome to this DIY
podcast. Welcome to the podcast.
How
to stop losing stuff. Before we plunge into it,
Stevie, what is your adult thing this week?
Jumps in. My adult thing is, so I can't confidently say in my life where a tea towel in my kitchen has come from. It will be like free with something. Right. I'll be like, well, we need a tea towel because we've moved in. So we just go to like Tesco and get the cheapest one. And also it seems to be something that people who are adults have like 6 tea towels. Because I've only ever been like, oh, I guess this is, well, I've never really had one. Anyway, my adult thing is I was at, we've talked about how I don't like farmers markets, haven't we? Yes.
Yes.
I don't like them. But there was this stand which was to help this company called Bermondsey Street Bees. And they have all these like beehives in Bermondsey Street in London Bridge area. Well, it's technically Bermondsey area. And they're doing a lot of good work, like bee conservation or whatever. Anyway, they were selling these beautiful bee tea towels with like big pictures of bees on them and honey.
Love a bee.
Love a bee, not in life.
No.
But
love to look at a bee.
Love to look at a bee.
I've never met somebody who dislikes the physical thing so much but enjoys the abstract.
I think wasps have ruined bees for me.
Yes, I
think
know.
I actually love bees.
Yes,
and
I
wouldn't
too.
Be frightened of them. I can
Were
remember
it not
every
for their
day I've
ugly,
seen.
Ugly cousin, the wasp.
They're terrifying. Evil cousin. Yeah, I can't stand that. A beautiful picture of a bee. It was like £10. It's like, right, I'm just going to buy. So I've bought a tea towel that's like, whenever now I'm doing the dishes and stuff, it's currently in the wash. When it comes out, be all nice and ready to go. And I'm just like, this is my little tea towel that I've got. And that's quite an adult thing.
That's so adult.
Thank you.
Well done. I remember writing in my diary a few years ago, I went to somebody's birthday brunch or engagement brunch maybe. And somebody gave the person a set of tea towels.
Right, as a present.
As a present. Mm. And everyone went, oh, it's lovely to have a tea towel. And I wrote in my diary, everyone said that and nobody wanted to die. And I...
It says so much about being an adult.
Right?
That when people say things like that.
And I really thought, this is bad, everyone.
I don't want this for myself.
I don't want this to not, but now I get it.
I get it, but I'd go as far as to say, if someone bought me tea towels, I wouldn't be happy with it. I'd be like, oh, get something better. I don't think it's still boring.
Yes.
But buying yourself a tea towel, you're like, you know what? That's a nice tea towel.
I think I might give Grandma some tea towels.
Grandma will like tea towels.
Keeps her tea towels in this old urn. They come out, she irons them, and then Sheila puts them in an urn and closes them. For a while, I was like, Grandma, all your tea towels smell of death. Like, what is
oh
this smell?
God.
What? Because they're obviously clean, but like, why do they smell so bad? And she was like, I don't know. And then eventually established they come out of the wash and into this urn. I was like, Grandma, this has got to stop. And it won't.
She needs to air out her tea towels. You need to buy her like a little rack.
I'm just going to buy some new tea towels.
Right, yes, because the old ones are just there.
Just let it go.
I understand. Yeah. No, that's fine. I think the older you get, the more you appreciate. Like, I bought my grandma socks for Christmas, and I was genuinely really embarrassed about the fact that I bought her socks, but I also genuinely thought she'd like them. I was a bit like, oh, I bought your socks, and she absolutely loved them.
Love them.
Like, sometimes the most boring things are the best. Well, it's your adult thing.
Ugh.
Apart from buying tea towels for your grandma in the future.
In the future. I've done my tax return.
Very good. Very good. Well done.
Snaps for me.
That's excellent.
Thank you. I've done it.
How
I've done
it feel?
And I've paid it.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It feels fine.
Fine. It's sad, isn't it? Because you never get that feeling of actual
satisfaction.
There's
no, like, woohoo! It's just a sort of sense of, like,
yeah, that's what I had to do.
That's done, I guess.
Yeah. Till another year. Or, as I found out, rudely in 2017... till July or June when you have to pay in more. I didn't realise that.
Do you?
Oh, God. Yeah, you do. That was no God of like, oh, God, I don't want to be the person to tell you that. Yes, you get another bill halfway through the year. And I didn't pay it because I didn't look on HMRC until the next January, obviously. And then I got loads of charges and fines. So check it around June. Yeah, dull, isn't it? It's just...
It's like, tricky.
You want more? That's what I say when I pay it.
I just like to think of all the services I've had and from the government.
Yeah, I guess so.
I just consider it to be like, how many times did I go to the NHS? Once. Expensive trip,
I was just going to say, I've been like twice and then had to go private because they couldn't do anything. So actually, shall I not pay my taxes?
Yeah, I just try to be like, okay, I guess, thank you for having me. Yes, thank you for having me, the government.
They take my bins, I guess.
Yeah, thank you for taking the bins.
I don't want to go to the dump.
Thank you for cleaning the streets.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the music.
Thank you for the music.
And giving it to me.
Yes.
Difficult, isn't it? Difficult to feel a lot of love and affection for the government.
It certainly is.
When you're paying thousands of pounds in tax, and then again in June. But adult things, boring, hard, dealt with.
Done.
Like they say in the London Tube system, see it, say it, sorted. that's about terrorism.
That's, and tax. Right, seamlessly.
Talking
I'm going to take
terrorism
you on to the
tax.
Close, the London Underground.
Okay, take me there.
Take you there.
Oh my God, I'm actually getting PTSD because I lost my phone. On the London Underground,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful system they have there.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's so good that I could see my phone was there, but they were like, unfortunately, you have to fill in a form and you'll get it between 5 and 10 days. And I was like, oh my God. They get 100 phones a day.
So you went down to the thing on Baker Street?
Yeah, because I tracked my iPhone and they were like, it's there, but there's a sack of phones. There's actually a sack of phones in the... And she's like, try ringing it. An absolute nightmare, but amazing job that they do.
So far in January, how many mobile telephones on the London Underground?
I've no idea, but she did say £100, 100 of them a day, but she may have been lying. Go on.
Do you want to guess?
200. My maths is real bad.
Even I know that.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, 10,000.
Yeah, very good.
Oh my God, is it?
No, what? 1,400.
That's incredible.
The number one most lost thing?
Oh, keys?
Keys come in at number 10.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Yeah.
If I reached number 10 in the charts with my debut single, I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, wallet.
Wallet number 6.
Hats. Gloves.
Hats at number 5.
Gloves.
Gloves at number 8.
Shit, I'm getting worse. Reusable water bottles.
Doesn't even make the list, Stevie.
Oh, that's embarrassing. No. Knives.
Knives is number one.
Yay!
No, number one is a single debit card.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I get that.
Then your travel card wallet, presumably with the stuff in it.
With stuff in it, oh,
then your rucksack.
Mm.
Then hats, wallet, scarves, pairs of gloves, spectacles, and then keys coming at number 10.
It is, I think, one of the most upsetting feelings when you realise that you've left something on a tube, a train, a bus. Actually, to be honest, anywhere. When you're like, I was with my friend who lost his Mac. We were on the tube, got off, he left his Mac, and then it arrived at the end of the line and his bag was there, but his Mac was taken.
Oh.
And so many stories. Well, someone I know had a... This is nothing to do with losing it. It's just an insane story. He was in a cafe and someone in one of those cafes have got like an open window and he's like sat next to the window. Someone just reached in, took his Mac while he was working, drove off on a
moped.
Wait,
while he's like typing?
Typing, grabbed it. Then he had this thing set up where you can set an alarm going on your Mac. There's something you can download that he'd already done it. So he tracked the Mac, knew exactly where it was, stood outside the flat, tried the alarm thing, could hear the alarm thing, called the police, and then the police were like, he's like, can you come now? I've got them. And they're like, no, we don't have the resources to come to pick up someone's Mac. And he's like, okay, well, can I break in and get it? And they were like, well, yes, but then you'd go to jail. It's just like, so then he just had to let it go.
I'd have broken in and got it.
I'd have broken in and got it, but unfortunately he had told the police he was going to break in and get it. So
yeah,
then,
but if they're not prepared to come for the first time round.
Depends how many years you want to do, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I take my time. I do my time. I do it. I get one of those teardrops tattooed underneath my eye and I do my time.
Our podcast has ever got to being The Wire.
Yeah.
This is close. But yes, there's obviously stealing, but having something stolen is different. When you lose something, because you feel like it's your fault, you feel stupid, you feel silly, I'd get so upset. And I was reading about what to do the moment you lose it. And
or that you discover it's gone.
You suddenly realise it's gone. Yeah, often when you lose it, if you knew that you'd lost it, then you would just pick it up again. So, certified professional organiser at Organising Maniacs, sounds like a legit company, his name's Chris Scrott-Wielden, says that the first thing you should do is you need to breathe, obviously, but you need to calm down because getting upset means that you will actually be less likely to see what's in front of your face. Like, it might be in a very obvious place. And he said the more frustrated you get, the more your body is reacting to it, the more you become blind to finding whatever it is you're looking for. I've certainly done that. I recently lost my glasses and was just tearing the house for them. I was like, oh, they've gone. And just to make myself feel better, I was like, I'm just going to, because, you know, I need them to see and work. I called up Specsavers, immediately sorted out another pair, paid over the phone. That was great. Went into the bedroom. They were on my boyfriend's bedside table, not mine, because I'd swapped sides. I was fully blind to it. I didn't think to, like, methodically go through everything, because I was just like, oh, I can't believe I've lost them. I can't believe I've lost them. Well, not here, are they? But obviously, the time when like, someone says, hey, maybe calm down, and then you'll be able to find them, you're like, oh, hey, maybe... Fuck
that
off.
Up your ass?
Yeah, maybe take that suggestion and insert it up yourself. But it is worth, like, being aware of, so that when it happens, you can at least attempt to calm down before someone says, hey, have you ever tried calming down? And then you commit grievous bodily harm.
Mm.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, there's like clever things. So if you, I didn't know this, I mean, I'm sure maybe everyone listening is like, yeah, but when you lose your phone, you can immediately put it into lost mode and then you can track it. Also, when you put it into lost mode, it shuts down so nobody can get into your phone or do anything. Then when you collect it, do remember that because you have to like...
Find my iPhone.
Find my iPhone's really, really good.
Magical.
No, that is magical.
Once two girls showed up at our door... And they were obviously quite wired, like pumped. No. Like they were ready to rumble.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Because
okay.
One of them had lost the phone and the other one had obviously, they wasn't even like psyching themselves up into this experience for a while, had done Find My Phone and had tracked it to our house.
Oh, God.
And so, understandably, they believed it was in our house.
Mm.
So I answered the door. They were obviously quite, they were like, hello. And I was like, hello. And they were like, have you got a phone? I was like, sorry.
I've got a knife.
I mean, sorry. And then we established. Eventually, they felt, I think, slightly sheepish by the aggressive way in which it had begun.
Yes.
Eventually, they established that the tracking was in the house. I was like, by all means, like, come on in. And they were like, it's in your garden. I was like, okay. And so like, off they went into the garden, and I sort of made them a tea, and they stood in the garden attempting to track the phone, which did indeed appear to be very close, but like,
it's not a
metal detector, like it's not, the GPS is not so close that it can tell you, you know, what room in the house it is. It's like, it's
like a general area.
It's a general area. And so they were so thrilled and then to no avail.
Such a shame.
I'm so sorry.
And it turned out it was the people that lived below you that had stolen
it. Yeah, but like I did say like, go and knock on everybody else's door if you fancy, but like it clearly like was not. And then and then you're like, oh, this does feel like a needle in a haystack, because it's like, well, now where is it?
Yeah, it's really frustrating. And also, like, if the phone gets turned off immediately, you sort of can be fairly certain that someone's stolen it.
Mm.
Whereas if it's, I just, like, watched my phone go to all these different stations, and, like, at the moment it connected to Wi-Fi, I was like, it's here, then it's here. And then it, like, stopped at Baker Street, and I was like, I bet that's where the lost property is. And it was.
Yes.
So it was like, it is a real journey. With Macs and things like that, you can, I think, if you sign in to your iCloud on someone else's Mac, or you sign in, you know, like you go online and you go into, you can also put your Mac into lost mode, or you can close your Mac down.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, like, you can change your iCloud password so no one can get into anything. It's weird, isn't it? Because weirdly, like, debit cards and things like that are still really, really frustrating, but they're not as frustrating as a phone anymore,
mm-hmm.
I think, anyway. Because you just, like, you can just call
the
number.
It's pretty simple to...
Whereas a phone, it's like, that's everything.
Yeah.
That is... No one can contact me.
Who am I?
But it's all the little things as well. Like, sometimes it's so frustrating when you're trying to leave the house and you just don't know where your stuff is. Like, your notebook, the thing that you have. And I think the only kind of tip that has worked for me is to put things in the same place.
Yes.
And I still don't obviously do it all the time, otherwise I would never lose anything. But it's, and you can't just be like, cool, now I'm the sort of person who just knows where everything is all the time. I've just got a compartmentalized flat. What? You But you start with the three main things. So keys, wallet, phone. We've got a little hook next to our door that's got the keys on it. Who never does it? Me. But I'm trying. And when I do, it's so much easier. So then the more you kind of have a go, like, yes, of course, put it on there. Then you realise how useful it is to have it there. Then the more you just do it. So have like a little thing by your door or somewhere that if someone, if you're living in an area where people could put their hand through the letterbox and grab the key out of reach of the door, sure. Mm-hmm. But somewhere that is where you put your keys. Like in films when they like come in, they always like put the keys in the bowl. You're like,
they throw their keys in the bowl.
Yeah, you're like, cool. Well, who sorted that bowl out?
Well, I feel like you could have a bowl if you'd like to throw your keys in a bowl.
Oh my God, I'm saying yeah.
Great.
I'm absolutely for it.
Get like a half a shell or something.
A coconut shell.
It could be anything, couldn't it?
Anything.
A conch. They're always...
Your flatmate's open mouth.
Yeah.
Throw it in there.
Throw
it in there. A mug. It doesn't have to
be anything.
Yeah.
Anything that feels nice to throw it into.
Go to a charity shop, get a cheap little thing, like a nice little bowl, like a little antique bowl for like a pound.
And
then an itty key bowl. And then the problem is with phones is that we use phones so much now that to be like, my phone always goes here. You're like, cool, until you check it. And then it's in your
I think
trousers.
The phone thing, you are always in such constant contact with it. You won't ever need a like place to put it down, really.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
true.
The phone doesn't get lost in the house.
No, it gets lost out.
You got a little out when you put it down beside you or you didn't put it in your pocket or you...
Yeah, it has to be the same pocket that you always put it in. Or the reason that I... One of the nice things that when I was like looking about how to stop losing things is that it's not the... Because as we said, like everybody loses everything. Mm. It's not... You've not lost something because of you. You've lost something because your routine has changed.
Yes.
And if your routine is consistently changing, you're going to lose everything. But I was wearing this like new coat... that I don't often wear, and it's got very shallow pockets, and so it fell out of the pocket onto the tip. Didn't know. Normally got a very deep pocketed coat. So things like that, if you're constantly, like, you've got loads of different bags, because you're a fashionable lady or man, or you always wear different coats. You've got to think of a system where it's like, it doesn't matter what coat you're wearing, it's always in the left-hand pocket, or it's always in the, you know, like, all bags have got, like that little inner zip thing. It's always in whatever the inner zip thing is of that particular bag or whatever.
Do you know what used to stress me out? Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada, every day coming in with a new coat and bag. I was like, where's her stuff?
Yes, where is her stuff? I think that about most people I see out and they've got a little tiny handbag. I'm like, what do you do in the day? I've got like a hiking backpack.
I mean, I have my backpack with me right now, but I did for a long time take to just leaving with my coat and having everything in the pocket. And it was very free.
What about your laptop? Popular entrepreneur, you've got very big pockets.
Pop it in as well. No, I would like attempt to not use it. You know, I would be like,
that's very clever.
I actually need to take this with me, or is it a security blanket of like, what if I need to do something? Like,
because I'm very disorganized, I really enjoyed getting a big backpack
and having all your
last year, because it was like less treasures, but I see where you're going with that. More like, right, well, I've got packed lunch, I've got a hat if my head gets cold, I've got a coat thing up in there, so if it rains, I've got that. I've also got my Mac, I've got this in case that person needs, like, I've just got loads of stuff, like my whole makeup bag in case someone's like, hey,
the opera?
Harry's having a party, and I'm like, well, I look like a thumb, so no, I can contour. Like, I just basically like to have everything, because one of my least favorite feelings is being in the city, and you're like, oh, but I don't have that thing. Well, now I have to go all the way home and come all the way back. I hate, like, wasting time. But that has meant that I've potentially irreparably, is that a word? Irreparably damaged my shoulder, because I'm essentially just ripping it out of its socket every day. So I've been told to not carry stuff.
Yes.
And I found it impossible. Like, I literally can't take anything out of my bag. I'm like, yeah, like the other day, Adam opened the bag and he was like, what the fuck is in this? And it's like a kilogram of potatoes.
Why was there a kilogram of potatoes?
So I was like, save the planet, don't get a plastic bag, pop it in my backpack. And I was like essentially falling over backwards and I was like trying to get to the flat. Like, save the planet, sure, lunchbox, really great. But you have to also, I mean, I've gone off on a massive tangent.
Find the balance, I think, is the message.
It's a fine balance, and you have to.
And have a lighter backpack.
Traveling
with nothing.
A backpack with compartments, so that, you know, you've got all the stuff that you need, and it's really obvious when there's like excess stuff. Like, well, you don't need that. You don't necessarily need you know, 5 books in case you get bored of one of them. Take one book, have one notepad. It always goes in there. Your pens go in there. You think, like, there's a really great, it is expensive. I don't have one. But there's a backpack called Bag Range called Nomo with a K, K-N-O-M-O. And I've always coveted them because they always, like, the over-the-shoulder ones are always got so many compartments. They're for organized, like, to organize.
Well,
people.
Something I've seen on Instagram is just the inlay of that. So you don't have to buy the bag.
Holy mother of pearl. That is amazing.
So it comes in quite a nice felt.
What's it called? Bag inlay.
Why not? Yeah.
Gotta look it up. And we've got to tell the people. Bag insert. Bag insert organizer.
Yeah.
If you Google that, you can get woman's handbag organizer. Oh my God, and then you just pop it in.
Pop it in, mate. And Meryl Streep, you can move the inlay from bag to bag.
This is some good business, right? Get yourself one of those. Of course,
and then
get
it's got little
one of those
slots. This is where the phone goes.
Obviously that it feels like we're just talking about organisation, but that is the key to not losing things. To just gradually make yourself being organised with your own stuff. You can be as scattered as you like about everything else, but like just your own stuff is organised, so you don't have to think about it, so you don't lose stuff. Like my dad, the moment his diary isn't in his inner left-hand side pocket or right-hand side pocket, Dad, I've forgotten, he's like, where's my diary? He knows immediately, whereas like it takes me like 4 days to know something's lost, and I'm like, well, it's gone now.
Yes, it's basically like you want sort of a bento box, not an actual one, but the concept of.
Yeah.
But if you looked at a bento box that always had your, there was always had 6 things
in there. The ginger goes there.
And if you've got a blank space, you're like, well, something's missing. Hang on. Hold the fire.
Where's my Mackie?
Where?
My Mackie roll.
Where's my Mackie roll? You know, you remember that there's something is gone because you're, that's what always goes there.
Yeah.
You know, you need to get yourself in the habit of like, in whatever way is best for you to like, it'd be clear that something is missing because something is not in its space.
Yes, very much so.
So that is very much the, and similarly in the home, you want to be like, where is your passport? It lives in the passport drawer. Where
mine
are you gesturing
is
to?
In the Hogwarts Express tray in between the two mallards.
No,
literally, I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking.
No, I'm telling people who can't see because that sounds like a joke.
Oh, right. Fantastic. So now, Stevie, you can just point to your passport.
I point to your passport.
In the past, if I may tell this story.
Yes.
It's
I know it's true.
Stevie dreamt that her passport. Oh, I have buried the lead. Sorry, I've begun with the punchline, but Stevie dreamt that her. Stevie's passport had run out, expired, if you will. And she thought, God, this is pretty grown up. I better go and fix that. So she takes some time, effort and money.
So many forms.
To then try and find her old passport. Took her several days.
Yeah.
And when she did, it was not expired.
No.
And she realised she had dreamt that.
And I'd already paid £70. And I was like, funny thing, can I have that money back? Because I dreamt that it was expired. And they're like, no.
And where was your passport when you did find it?
Oh, it was, so I used to keep it in that little box. It was, that was my like important things box. And, but there were loads of like, just like bank statements, letters that I've never even read that I should have done. And it was just, it was in there, but it was just jammed between.
So it wasn't the place that you thought it was.
It was, yeah. But that's the thing, like, you can't just have it in the, you can't be like, and that's where my passport goes, if your passport's like, you know, with my socks. Like, you have to have it in a place that is on display between two mallards and the
Dunkin' Muffins. For example, is in my sock drawer.
I'm so sorry that I used that as an example.
No, that's fine. It's as long as you know that that's where it is.
Yeah.
And if called upon to find your passport,
you can confidently put your hand in it. Rather than, I think what I mean is, when it's amid
many
things that look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's just like,
and so when you want to get in a system of like you saying like, I just put all the bills and love letters and treasures in this one box. Could be anything, isn't
can't
it?
Do that. Can't
you want to
do
open
that.
The letters. Is it a bill? And it needs to be a very quick thing of like, shall I bin it or does it go in here? And it's like instantaneous. And then if they are bills, that go put them in one of those clear plastic folders, whatever. Mm. Like get one of those ones with the little tabs, many tabs.
Oh yes.
Metro. Feel
you.
Thank you.
And you can like, write little fun things like
house,
my bills,
electricity, receipts, warranties.
That's good. We have a little warranties folder.
Because if I said to you, like, go and find the warranty for like that speaker in the house now, you'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I actually do know, but that's because I live with an organised person.
So yes, he has and where to put them?
He has a clear folder in there with all the warranties for everything.
Yes!
Very good. So I'm learning, like, firsthand. I'm, like, on the front line of learning. Really exciting time.
Learning from a... You've got a Mr. Miyagi. You're living with one.
Yes, I am. But unfortunately, that means that I'm consistently the person that loses stuff, isn't organised, doesn't know where anything is. If you pointed at one of my things, I don't know if I'd be able to confidently tell you. But, I just wanted to pop in and be like, one of the main things is to not beat yourself up for losing stuff, because it doesn't mean you're stupid. It doesn't mean you're like, well, I'm just a scatty person, so I guess I just have to accept that. You don't have to accept it, because actually there are very simple things, which all these things that we're talking about, if you just implement them for the three, like identify the thing that you lose the most. For my sister listening, it's her debit card. She needs to make sure that she has it in the same bag all the time. Same purse. She doesn't keep it in a purse. Like, you know,
where is it just loose?
It's often just loose, yeah.
Okay, so John Robbins, Perrier award-winning comedian who won the Perrier 2 years ago, in his show talks about the pain of living with somebody who loses their debit card.
Yes.
When you are somebody who knows where your goddamn debit card is.
Yes.
And he says, gentlemen, I mean, it's a very like gendered thing to say, but he says, like, gentlemen in the room, where's your debit card? And everyone's like, in unison, is like, in my wallet. And he's like, where's your wallet? And everyone's like, in my pocket. And they're like, if it's not in your pocket, where is it? In my hand. And so he's like, that's where it goes. You pay for something, you put it back in your wallet, it goes back in your pocket. Like, yes. There's never any, it's never anywhere else. It's never been in the bathroom. Whereas if I was like, my debit card's in the bathroom, you'd be like, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Fine. Is that where you keep it? No.
Probably
great.
Doing some buying or something and left it in there. You know, yes. It could be anywhere.
And it's
any
also transferring
time.
It to all sorts of different bags. And like, my sister has like an amazing array of clothes, an amazing array of bags. And also, like, I don't think she's found, now she has, but she hadn't found for ages, like, the good bag. She'd like go to charity shops and just buy bags, which I think like, the zip would break or it wasn't quite big enough. And I was exactly the same at her age. She's a little bit younger. Only a tiny bit.
At her age, I too.
At her age in the 1920s, I found it difficult. But now she's got like a nice bag. So I haven't actually spoken to her about her debit card in ages. So she's probably listening being like, yes, I have a system. So, but now she's got like a nice bag. It's got pockets in it. It's like, always pop the debit card in that pocket. That's where it is, always. The issue is that a lot of female clothes, as we've all talked about, and you've talked about in your show, Perrier saw a Perrier award comedian, Jessica Coates, talked about pockets.
Perrier brushing.
She knows people who've been nominated for Perriers.
Who saw the show.
Saw the show. She's seen Perrier shows. You talked about the fact that, you know, women's clothes doesn't have pockets. The amount of times I've bought a pair of trousers and been like, cool, so they've got fake pockets on them. Mm. Like, what is the point of this? And then I've got a... I've got a really nice jacket that's technically a man's jacket and it's got inside pockets. You're like, why doesn't every item of clothing have this?
And you feel like James Bond with your inside pockets.
Yeah, then I always put it, and then it's safe, but it's not safe in any of my women's jackets. No. It's just hanging out there. But having a system, I think, it's just the most important thing. It's the most important thing because it will mean that, you're not every time you need to leave the house... I don't know if she still does it, but Gina and me at her age will be on our hands and knees, like going through our bag, being like, where is that? And it's like at the bottom on its own, nude. And you're just like, great. And then she does what I used to do and just throw it back in.
Yeah.
And obviously now I'm so terrified of losing stuff, I don't do that. Watching her do it makes me, makes something hurt inside my body.
Well, there is a psychological study to be said for both people who lose things and people who are late.
Yes.
Is that when you... Yes.
There's a correlation.
Is that when you are... No, obviously there is a clear correlation, but also when you... For example, if you are running for a train and you make it like just for... You just make it the train.
Mm.
The thrill, you can ride that
you
high.
For like, and I just did not. I never feel thrilled.
Even when you make the train?
I feel like thrilled, but I'm also annoyed at myself that I left it that late. That's,
do you?
Yeah, always annoyed. Whereas you absolutely
for me, it's like,
thrive
it's like
on
hot,
it.
White, pure. It's like, I'm high as a kite. Like, that is... I didn't think I was going to make the train, but I made the train just like...
Okay.
That is... Oh, that's the rest of the day. That serotonin can last you the week. Easy. And I suspect... Similarly, Gina, the where is it? Oh my God, I found it. Shouting,
such
I found it is the same hit of,
yeah.
You know, I, when we were like hunting for things in the house as a child, which was most days, like the, I was, even when I was looking, I was like already excited for either getting to be the person who got to shout, "I found it,"
right,
or hearing it from another room.
I can see where, like, did you do a lot of treasure hunts as a child?
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. Because we didn't have the time because we were too busy finding our belongings before we could leave the house.
Exactly.
So, like, no, no, it's nothing to do with that. It's not like a...
I thought there was, like, a childhood...
It's not left over from an exciting game we once got to play. It is that thing of, like, this is bad, this situation, and in 1 second, it's going to be transformed into being a good situation.
Okay.
Everyone is shouting, everybody is cross, the thing is lost, but in a minute, it's going to be found.
Right.
Or, like, everyone's... We're late for this train, but, oh, my God, we've made the train.
Okay.
And I suspect there is...
Many people must have that.
Yes, that there is something to do that same thing that, like, you sort of, like, Gina being like, "I found it," but then she doesn't. She knows she's going to go through the same process. And sorry to make Gina up.
Yeah, Gina is also very organized.
Very organized and wonderful woman. But she's also representing the every person here, which is you find your debit card. And instead of being like, "I shall never do that again," she just throws it back into the bag.
Yes, which she's we've all done. Also different to me in the sense that I could not accept that I kept losing stuff. Like, I was like, I need to work this out. Whereas Gina accepts the negative, not negative at all, because it's not a negative aspect of your personality, but she accepts like the kind of stuff that is tricky to deal with. She's just like, that's just me and that's okay. Whereas I'd be like, how is this me? Oh my God. So that meant that it was easier for me to then be like, right, I've got to put a system in, I have to. Someone also said to me, which was very, very helpful, one of the most organized people I know, I was talking to her about how I was just like, this was before I decided to have a system. And actually, the thing that made me get a system, I was just like, I've sort of accepted the fact that I will always lose stuff. And I'm just sort of lost. And I'm so just annoyed by it. And she was like, "I'm an incredibly disorganized person." And I laughed for ages. I was like, "You have never missed an appointment with anything. You know where everything is. You have your diary at all times here." And she's like, "Yes, I have my diary at all times here. When I don't have my diary, I am a mess. So I have my diary and I write everything in my diary the moment it comes to me, so I don't forget anything. I have put in place so many rigorous systems because I know that if I don't have those systems, I would be lost." And it made me feel so much better that it was like, "Oh, you're the most organised person ever, but you're only the most organised person ever because you have had the forethought to put these systems in place. So I could theoretically be like you if I did these systems, or if I knew where my stuff was, if I knew the thing that I lost all the time was my debit card, or the thing that I lost all the time is my phone. Right, so what do I need to do? Literally, like, if it comes to it, get a bum bag and put your phone in it, and that's the only place where your phone goes." Like, that sort of level of, like, and it's not, you're not stupid for having to do that. That's just what everyone has to do in order to not lose stuff.
Yes.
But just lots of organised people, like lots of men I know, have just done it since birth. I think they, like, came out with like, compartments.
But also, they, in many ways, did have the compartments. Like, if you go into any of men's... men's Christmas presents, treats for him, or the, like, the leather goods. They are those, that leather square for putting your keys in and coins beside the bed. The pen holders, like, those are
that is true.
The men's nice stuff is this very clear, and the wallets. Like, if you've ever seen a man's wallet, guys, I don't even know if I've ever seen a man's wallet. WALLET, if you want to Google it, they're like, they're so. Even, like, the cheapest of them are so much more, like, better designed and thought
and
through.
And, like, compact as well, because women's purses can often be massive.
Yeah.
So you just, like, obviously shove them in with loads of stuff.
It's full of tat. And, like, obviously that amazing men's wallets, you get to put the notes in. So just some quick systems that might help you.
Yes.
Saying things out loud. If you have something with you that you are putting down in the house somewhere and you know that you're forgetful and it, you know, say... "I'm putting this on," just out loud to yourself. "This is on the table now."
Yeah.
Like, putting it there. You've said it out loud. It's moved, therefore. And that's the thing about the memory, where you sometimes physically can't access a memory because it isn't in your long-term memory.
Yeah, whereas you're doing something else while you put
exactly,
it down.
Exactly. So you didn't notice. And so you can beat yourself up till the cows come home, but that memory isn't coming back.
Mm.
And so saying it out loud puts it in your conscious memory, and there it is for you in long-term to access. And if you are trying to remember where something is, just like... being like, isn't going to help you. But if you try and move laterally and be like, okay, what else was I doing last time I oh, I was thinking about texting this person. Oh, I was doing this. Oh, then I thought I'd watch Game of Thrones. Oh, and then I got, and then I put it in the fridge. Like, and then like maybe you can find a more like logical progression rather than just being like, where is the debit card?
Yeah, there is something very satisfying about suddenly realizing what you've done with it.
Yes.
Even if it is like, oh, I did throw it into the Thames. You're like, well, at least I know I threw it into the
Thames. At least I know that's where it is. Exactly. But you will rarely find it by digging directly for it. You've got to dig sideways.
Because
you wouldn't have lost it in the first place if you it was in your conscious memory. Or never leaving a space without saying your things. So for me, it became phone, money, keys.
Yeah.
That was my like three things I would say to myself and physically touch them when I left the house every day. So I never like leave the house without my keys. Or the money,
or the phone. Great, yes.
But like saying them physically out loud, touching them, being like, okay. And then moving from one place to another, getting out of a taxi, getting out of a...
Look behind you. Oh my God, that revolutionised my whole life.
Yeah, just turn around.
And also what's great is, not great, but like when I do lose something, it's because I haven't done that thing.
Yeah.
It's not because like I'm rubbish. It's because I didn't look behind me because I was stressed and it's often when you're tired, stressed, drunk or hungover that you will lose something. So you have to be on like I'm always whenever I'm one of those four things and I leave the house, I'm always say to myself like, we're on high alert today.
Yes.
We're going to be doing all of the things.
Hello, Stevie, you're drunk, and this is a high alert program
high
to
alert
get home.
High alert situation. This is a DEFCON high alert. 4. DEFCON 4.
This is not a drill, everyone. Where is the phone? Yes, I'm in contact with the phone. And so you just need to get yourself in, but you will be better during a DEFCON situation. If you have practice, that's why the Marines practice
they do.
The drills.
Just throw the SAS into a situation.
This is not their first time. These guys know what they're doing. So every time you're on the tube, check behind you. So you just get into the practice of like, that's what it's like to leave public transport is to always check.
Yes.
Like getting out of
When it feels weird not doing it, that's where you want to be. Where it's like, oh shit, I didn't look
getting out
me.
Of somebody's car. If you feel like, I don't even have any stuff, like just always get in the habit of like, you always check. You're getting out of the car, you check. You leave someone's house, you check your stuff.
The world belongs to those who check.
The world belongs to those who check. And if you are out shopping, for example, and then you've got your Christmas shopping, you've got like increasingly more and more bags. And then that happens all the time. You've left one of the bags behind.
It's always the most expensive thing.
Always the most expensive. Because you can't, because then you're just like, oh, there's some bags.
Yes.
Every time you add another plastic bag to the pile, or paper, save the planet, say, now there are three bags.
Because in Gandalf's voice, now there are three!
Now there are three! Now there are four!
Now there are four!
Five bags!
Gold rings!
Yeah, like so you're always, you don't have to be like, oh my God, which bags do I need to remember? She's like, are there five bags? Yes, we can proceed.
Also, you can often put bags in bags.
Certainly, in which case you're like, there are now four. Like, you must always be clear. That
oh, you must always say the Gandalf thing. Yes.
However many bags you've got in your hand or how many things you're holding. I have four children. Like, just say how many, because you don't need to be like, then it's just like, you have to count. It's just a number system. And then the last one is, remember how when you had mittens as a child and they were attached?
I still have them. My mum bought me string mittens. Yes. I was like, oh, good try, mum. Best thing
that's
ever
happened. Best thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah.
Discovering a thing that clips on to another thing.
Oh my God. Revolutionary.
Sweet, oh, Lord.
God, that's something else.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to clip stuff onto stuff. You have to. You've got some good clipping onto things.
Yes, I do. So my phone charger is sewn in with a little... look how economical I was. I used the ribbon that comes from the shoulder of your clothes.
Clothing that you always have to cut off.
Where you're like, what's the point of this ribbon? One of those. I use that to sew the charger on.
That's amazing.
So it like can run between. It's a loop.
A loop.
A classic loop.
That's excellent.
So that into the inside of my bag. So I always have my charger with me because I lose them constantly. And the remote control in our house is also on a string.
This is good.
Because people say like, just get the special thing and always put it back here. But you won't.
I'm not going to put it back. Yeah.
The first time I saw that was in the textiles department at school and the scissors were... strung to the table,
or in banks when they have the pens attached.
Yes, and like, the things, and I was like, "This is so good.
They're onto something here.
This is
banks
the way."
Banks and DIT, DIT, D&T,
and DIT. Yeah, this is the future. Sew your things together.
Excellent.
Yes,
excellent. I hope that helped. It was actually a suggestion from now as either Micah or Mika, but thank you so much for suggesting it because it's just really right up my alley. And yeah. It's all about systems, all about being organised.
And crucially, you're not stupid.
You're not stupid.
Everybody in the world has done it apart from
everyone does it. The only difference between you and organised people is they're doing it because someone told them to do it, because maybe when they were a child, they like lost something and then they were like, no, you're 11! And then they're like, oh my God! And then they like put it into practice. If anything, you're just more like chilled out.
Yeah, there's no difference between you. It's just how far along the organisation path you are.
Yes, it's a long path.
Just keep walking.
Should I? I'm not going to sing Pocahontas again.
No.
Imagine I am.
Imagine it. And keep walking. But while you're walking, keep checking behind. See if you've dropped
always
anything.
Always check behind you. Just in general, I think.
The world belongs to those who check.
It really does. Thank you so much for listening. Like and subscribe. Do a lovely tweet or send...
send us your... If you have a great system.
If you have something attached to something else, I want to see a picture of it, please. Tweet us at NobodyPanicPod. Or at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
At Tessa Coates.
Email us, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. And just like, don't lose stuff. You can do it. That wasn't the best bit of advice, was it? Even if you do lose stuff, it's fine.
Yeah, keep your things safe. But at the end of the day, they're only things.
Oh my God, that's so much better than just don't lose stuff.
They're only things.
They're only things.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.